quickly, undocumented immigrants today, here we are in 2013, we're wondering what should take place and how should they become part of our society. They already are. They're here. Mm-hmm. They're going to stay. What do we do about
my position is formulated because of two things. One is I've been privileged, I think, now I can't document this, but at one time I think I was asked to speak to the naturalization ceremonies, some in Oklahoma City, some in Tulsa, more than any other members have, because I have this passion. Maybe it's because of our family, but the people that come over and do it the right way, they become better citizens. I can point out people from Mexico who've gone through this naturalization process, know more about the history of America than John Erling and Jim Inhofe put together. And these people did it the hard way. They learned the language and did it the way it should be done. So I have always opposed a way of shortcutting that so that we are slapping them in the face, because I think that's a process that we need in this country. Now, on the other side of it, let's go to southwest Oklahoma in the cotton country down there. They can't bring in a crop without the people that they... So there's a way of documenting workers totally different than becoming a citizen. It should not be a road to citizenship. They're still willing to come up as documented workers. You've got the panhandle now. We're at hog country and all the things that are going on out there right now. There's a lot of undocumented workers, but they can police that up so that they have to be documented. And that shouldn't be that difficult to do.